KJAN Sports. Time for Check on Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, in high school softball last night, the Atlantic softball team advancing to the Class 3A Region 3 semifinals with an 11-0 win in five innings over Clarinda. That was a game heard here on KJAN last night. Atlantic used patience at the plate early and then racked up some hits late in the game to move on. Atlantic scoring four runs in the bottom of the first inning to grab an early lead. Asia Smalley struggled in the circle for Clarinda, and Atlantic took advantage of four walks and one hit batter in the opening frame. Olivia Engler and Caroline Pellet had the only two hits that inning, both driving in a couple of runs with singles. First baseman Kennedy Gergen said they've been working on that patience this week.
Yeah, I think that was a big thing for us, especially in practice this last week. We really worked on being patient at the plate and picking our pitches.
Atlantic would later bring home three runs on four hits in the third inning. Atlantic then added four more runs on three hits in the fourth, nearly ending the game that inning on the 12-run rule. Olivia Engler made quick work of the fifth with three straight strikeouts to end the game. Engler was spectacular in the circle with eight strikeouts and just one walk on the night. Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman thought the team did a great job of putting a complete effort together.
The other base running, I thought we did a great job offensively, patient at the plate, and taking care of business as far as the bases go. And then finally, hitting. We were patient on that. And then defense. We didn't have any errors. We made a couple of nice plays. I thought we were in position all night long. And, you know, the one that Kenzie dove for, she didn't catch it, but she forced the runner from first to hold up long enough to get us out of a potentially big inning there. So very, very pleased with the effort that the girls had now that we're into the second part of the season.
Defense was solid all night for Atlantic as well, and shortstop Caroline Pellet said they can build confidence with their defense.
Yes, that puts a lot of confidence in us when especially Olivia, when she knows that she has us behind her, it helps us a lot. She can trust us.
Atlantic improved their record to 16-1 on the season. They'll host the regional semifinal Friday. They'll have to wait and see who that opponent will be, as Shenandoah and Red Oak postponed their game Thursday due to wet field conditions from rain Wednesday. We'll have that semifinal on Friday here on KJAN. The pregame at 6:45 and the first pitch at 7 o'clock. Coach Hinsman said they've refocused on their next set of goals.
That's the one first thing that we said when we went out to the circle after the game, when the girls said, hey, we're ahead of where we were last year. You know, last year we dropped that first game, and I think that was kind of resonating a little bit in their mind, and it was also motivation during the screwed up offseason that we had with COVID and all that kind of stuff. But we talked about going 10-0 in the conference and just taking it one game at a time. We did that. Now we got to go 6-0. And so we're 1-0 right now, and hopefully 2-0 when we get done here on Friday.
The Cardinals end their season with a 4-11 record. And as mentioned, on the other side of that bracket, Red Oak and Shenandoah postponed to tonight. Also in Region 3, Des Moines Christian at Creston postponed to this evening. In Class 3A Region 2, Humboldt beat Southeast Valley 10-0. Greene County topping Kemper Catholic 13-0. MOC Floyd Valley 10-0 over Cherokee Washington. Also, Class 2A regional play last night in Region 1. West Monona 6-1 over AHSTW. St. Albert edging Trainer 5-4. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 10-3. Logan Magnolia 10-5 over Maple Valley. In 2A Region 2 play, Woodward Granger beat ACGC 9-7. Earlham over Madrid 12-0. Van Meter beat Panorama 11-1. Nottoway Valley at Mount Air was rained out. They'll play that tonight. In Class 1A play last night in Region 2, it was Exira EHK edging Griswold by a final of 5-4. Audubon beating Glenn Ralston 11-3. Newell Fonda over Westwood 12-0. West Harrison beat Riverside 3-2. In Region 3 play, it was Lennox over Fremont Mills 12-0. Twin Cedars beating Diagonal 12-0. Central Decatur 3-1 over Stanton. Lamoni at Wayne postponed to tonight. Also in Region 5 play, Collins Maxwell beat Colonesco 10-0. East Union at Southeast Warren postponed to tonight. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Melcher Dallas 10-2. And Grandview Christian 14-2 over BGM. Well, plenty of high school softball play yet this evening around the region. Some of those games we've mentioned already. In 1A play in Region 3, Lamoni is at Wayne. In Region 5, East Union at Southeast Warren. In Class 2A, in Region 2, Nottoway Valley at Mount Air. In Class 3A, Region 3, Red Oak is at Shenandoah. Des Moines Christian at Creston. Also in 4A play tonight in Region 1, Denison at Carroll and Spencer at Storm Lake. In Region 4, Lewis Central is at Glenwood, Pella at Knoxville. Also in Region 5, in Class 5A, Region 2 play, Thomas Jefferson is at Abraham Lincoln this evening. In high school baseball playoff action last night, These were games postponed from Tuesday. In Class 2A, District 14, it was Panorama winning over Southeast Valley 9-0, and Woodward Granger defeating ACGC by a final of 11-1. Well, four Iowa Hawkeye football players have received preseason All-America selections from Phil Steele. Kicker Keith Duncan was a first-team All-American pick by Steele, and offensive tackle Alaric Jackson, center Tyler Linderbaum, and wide receiver Emir Smith-Marset all were named to the third team. Duncan and Jackson also were first-team All-Big Ten selections, while Smith-Marset and Nico Reganey were picked to the All-Big Ten first team as return specialists. Linderbaum and defensive end Chauncey Golston were second-team All-Big Ten selections, while Matt Hankins, a defensive back, and running back Tyler Goodson were third-team selections. Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy says he has plenty of areas to improve upon as he gets ready for his junior season. Purdy is coming off a sophomore season in which he passed for nearly 4,000 yards and 27 touchdowns as the Cyclones made it to their third straight bowl game.
I think the next step for me is to elevate everybody else's game, make sure they're doing their thing, grinding away, so that, you know, I don't have all this pressure on just myself. And I felt like last year I thought about that a lot, like everything was on my shoulders.
Purdy also threw 9 interceptions and had some key fumbles as the Cyclones finished a -3 in turnover margin.
I think now, you know, we have great guys surrounding me, and on the O-line and the running backs, tight ends, receivers. Like, if I could just get, you know, all those guys on the same page, and then we can roll from there. And I think if I can do that, then, you know, we'll have a lot, you know, more of a chance of being successful that way.
Purdy has spent the offseason trying to learn to better handle pressure.
Everything happens for a reason, and so I think last year did happen for a reason for me. And so, yeah, this offseason I've definitely, you know, read books and trying to understand how to deal with pressures and anxiety and stuff throughout the season and stuff like that. So I feel like having my experiences too, like I can just go back to those experiences and, you know, and reflect on them and think, you know, what I could have done better, what I did do right. So those are all things I've been thinking about in the offseason for sure.
Purdy was named to the preseason watch list for the Davey O'Brien Award. That's given to the nation's top quarterback. The University of Michigan says fewer fans, if any, will attend games at the Big House if the Wolverines play college football games this year. The athletic department says a final decision will be made after conferring with medical experts, the school's leadership, and the Big Ten Conference, along with government officials and agencies. Michigan's policies include the elimination of season tickets for the 2020 season. The Tennessee Volunteers report multiple positive results for COVID-19 after the university ran a batch of tests last week. Those tests were conducted after the 4th of July holiday weekend. A spokesman confirmed Wednesday that the positive tests span multiple sports. Tennessee previously had two basketball players test positive, with both clearing quarantine. And Iowa basketball player C.J. Frederick is expected to be ready for preseason practices after having surgery on his right foot. The school says Frederick had a screw inserted to alleviate a stress fracture. He's expected to recover within 6 weeks. Frederick says the timing for the surgery was ideal and that he'll be able to play pain-free. He started all 25 games as a freshman last season. He led the Big Ten in three-point percentage and averaged 10 points per game. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.